All right. Hello. We're here at BCH Bliss at the open house section with the general emergent reasons from General Protocols and BCH Bull. So tell us, what's the latest with BCH Bull?
Well, just everything's growing, right? That's the main point of all of this, is to get more people to use it, more people to get something out of it, whether you're out there speculating or you're just looking for stability, or like us, we use it to preserve our capital for our business and so forth. So yeah, that's the big thing. The other one is the one I put up here, right?
Yeah. Well, tell me, what is it?
Yeah. So this is, I don't know if you can see it from the video, but it says Be the Bear. So it's our, us, like a...
Anti-brand.
Yeah, anti-brand that we're going to have. So, you know, Be the Bull is the main thing that we've had, but we're going to have Be the Bear. And then we're going to use this to shop around and BTC, troll a bit, get out on the internet and see if we can get some people to use leveraged shorts where they can short BCH, using BCH to short BCH.
Aren't they going to feel like that's a bait and switch? What's the game plan to convince them that by using a BCH service, they're really hurting BCH?
Well, a lot of trolling is not always for the person you're trolling, but for the audience, right? So if you see people saying like, oh, BCH is going to zero, and they post a price chart, and you say, okay, well, come show me, right? And of course, maybe a lot of people won't do that, but for everybody on Twitter, social media, they're going to see, oh, wait a minute, you can go do that? Oh, okay, all right. So maybe that's interesting. Maybe they'll go check it out. So yeah, half of it's for the person you're trolling, and half of it's for the audience.
Yeah, and
just have a little fun.
Yeah, absolutely. You said the site is growing. Do you know where is that growth coming from? Is it because of these kind of marketing initiatives? Is it from word of mouth? Is it because the price has pumped over the last few months and that brought in users? What's the main factor there? Do you know?
It's so hard to say. And part of that, or a lot of that, is because we don't do what traditional apps do, right? Where they're tracking users and looking at their accounts and following what they do. What people do on here is their business, and we don't have trackers on here. You don't have to make an account. You don't have to give it your email. So it's really hard to say, but what it looks like is word of mouth is where a lot of it's coming from, because we'll have people pop into the group and start talking to us. I've never seen these people before. They're not like old hands in the BCH ecosystem or anything, but they're usually financial people who have done crypto somewhere else. Like, of course, Ethereum, DeFi, that kind of thing. But they show up and they're like, hey, I've been looking for alternatives. And the early trickle of people has turned into a few more. And they just seem to be coming by word of mouth.
So what is driving that dissatisfaction in crypto? And why is BCH Bull coming up on their radar as a solution?
Right. Of course, fees is the most obvious thing, right? Not the fees from the product itself, like Ethereum or whatever, the DeFi or whatever they're doing, but from the network itself. Yeah, so you try to do simple transfer on Ethereum, right? And it'll cost you a few dollars, something
maybe
like that.
Maybe 10, 20, if it's a bit complex.
But when you start to do things like financial contracts, you'll be paying hundreds of dollars per contract in Ethereum. And sometimes you make a contract and it fails, but you still paid the fee. So I think it's that kind of dissatisfaction that's driving people to look for alternatives. And when they hear there's an alternative, there's a lot of people who just are in it for finance. They're just in it to trade and so forth. And they're not married to any one chain. So if another chain offers a better experience, they're willing to try it out. And so far, those people have come and tried it and they say, oh, it works. And of course, the BCH fees are, they don't even notice them. We don't even talk about them.
And you've been doing a lot of work to sort of lead the way on the BCH ecosystem, like we saw in the talk today about all the different apps and things that have emerged in cash tokens the last year. But BCH Bull and AnyHedge was highlighted as the one exception that had actually been doing this beforehand and for many years before previous upgrades and all that. What has it taken to use that as a proof of concept that has then built up to this explosion of alternative services? Like, you kind of formed the bedrock of that and had to put a lot of the foundations in place for other companies to then compete in the same space. Tell me about that process.
Well, that was half of the point. So you basically described what we did already, which was build up all the requirements and the infrastructure and the small mountain of prerequisites, all the things that were needed to get to being able to do a simple app. Because being able to do a simple app has a lot of things underneath it. So yeah,
can you elaborate on that? Just give me a few examples or walk through what are those little pieces that are maybe behind the scenes that people don't realize.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So there's the most obvious one is the oracles. So we had to come up. There were no oracles on BCH, right? That didn't exist. There was not such a thing. So we had to come up with a specification, like how to actually do. What does an oracle do? How do people trust it? How do they know what it does? How can they verify what it says? How can you trust this price message and so forth? So we had to come up with that whole specification of how it works, and then just start operating them, right? So operating them for US dollar, euro, whatever it is that we support. So all of that was its own thing, and you have to write your own software because you've got like the secure thing that's doing the actual signing of messages and so forth. And then you've got a network of relays that because you don't want people touching your signing system ever, right? So you've got your relays that are out there and they're communicating Oracle messages, and you can hook up to them and get data, or you can run your own relay and collect all the messages yourself, that kind of thing. So that's a whole section of stuff that we had to come up with. And then LibAuth was just a baby when we first started writing. So we were working together with Jason to kind of come up with what we needed and what he was doing and figure out how to make both things work. CashScript, which people have been looking at today, which is amazing, didn't exist when we first started. So we were writing with a previous thing called Spedden, and it was a little bit harder to use, but yeah, we had to work with that or write raw scripts, which is a mess. So yeah, all the script writing, which is now easy with CashScript, so it's fantastic. What else? So just the being able to do an app that knows how to work with BCH, like there's no libraries for that, so we had to come up with...
What about the on-chain stuff? What about introspection and the actual protocol upgrades, right? Because they also take years to concept and convince the community and so forth.
Yeah, I'd like to say to some degree, some of the upgrades were basically us being like, you know, desperate. We can't do what we want to do because of these really basic limits. So the introspection was a huge one that made things easier for us, because the contract code used to be like, say, this big, and it was completely just filling up the absolute limits of what's possible. And with introspection, like, just everything got simple and much safer, right? Because then you didn't have to do all this complex fake introspection. So yeah, that made it much simpler. So that part we helped to not guide, but just to say, this would be really helpful, and this is going to be helpful. We can show you exactly how it's going to be helpful. So that was nice to have a use case that kind of gave some reality to what the upgrades were going to need. Yeah, the 64-bit integers was absolutely huge. Like, yeah, the old contracts were limited to like a few thousand dollars, but now you can make million-dollar contracts easy, and that kind of thing is limited by stuff like the old 32-bit integers. But we even had a year where there was an upgrade and people wanted to do the upgrade. And we, of course, wanted to do the upgrade because it made everything better for the bull. But it wasn't ready yet. And so we said, you know, it really pains us, but no, this upgrade isn't ready for BCH. It hasn't been through enough research yet. So let's delay it until the next year.
So we've had those upgrades. Then we've had cash tokens, right? And then ABLA is not necessarily related to any individual app or a potential thing. There's discussions about VM limits. How are you feeling about that? And with that in mind, would there be things after that? Or have we got enough now between the introspection, the integers, cash tokens, and maybe some VM limit tweaks?
Yeah, I know the VM limits are great. Those limit, the increasing the limits, like Matthew talked in the presentation, is a very good thing that needs to be done. Like he said, those limits were created back in the BTC days, when nobody was using it for anything really significant, and they don't make any sense. So yeah, that's a great one to do. People who have been actually working with smart contracts like us and Cauldron and so forth have been running into little things that maybe introspection could do a little bit more, give you just a little bit more information about transactions that would make them useful. So there's probably going to be some small extensions, I guess, to introspection to make it a little bit more powerful. But yeah, I mean, cash tokens is such a quantum leap that, like, what we can do today, it's going to take a long time to explore that space and find out all the stuff that's possible in there. And probably doing that, we'll find things that, we should really do this better. So I think there'll be more upgrades for sure. ABBA is fantastic. I'm super happy to have that coming in, as you know very well, right?
Yes. Yes. Well, I just ask because from my point of view, it doesn't feel, you know, complete per se, right? But the in the long arc of history, it's going to get harder and harder to ship BCH upgrades as things go in. So whatever we need to get done, we kind of need to get it done without rushing it, without, you know, pushing it through before it's ready. But at the same time, you kind of want to get most of the basic tools to build a house and then stop fiddling with it so much, right?
Which is also going to be a good thing. I mean, you have to take the bad with the good, but the positive side of that trade-off that you have to get things done is that it'll be harder for other people to get maybe negative changes in later, right? So if somebody comes in and wants to wreck things for some reason or wants to cause a mess, it'll be harder and harder for them to cause a mess as time goes on. So yeah, it has a positive side too. We got to get things done early, but then it also means it's going to be hard for somebody to come in and cause a mess later.
And on the tooling side, how do you feel like that's doing? Like you said, now a lot of this tooling has come along, Libauth and Chaingraph and whatever. Are we going to see another year of huge development in that space, or is the activity going to move onto apps?
Oh, that's going to get exponentially better. Yeah, I know. No, the tooling and the libraries and all of that stuff is just going to keep growing because it all happens in layers, right? When you have a good engineering system, it's not all one big lump. You do things in layers and modules and pieces, and those are just going to build on top of each other and the thing get higher and higher. Like what CashScript does today, we couldn't have imagined somebody doing that back in like 2018 when the CDSV first came out, when you were able to make smart contracts for the first time. Yeah, so the stuff that we're doing today is already beyond, and I'm sure it's going to get even better. Like they have this integration now where like if an error happens, you can like look back at your code and see where the script failed and like stuff that maybe seems for normal software.
Seems basic.
Because that seems like basic stuff, but nah, we're still at the basic level. So now it's going to keep going. There's going to be more and more of that.
And what's next for BCH Bull? Have you got any teasers for us? I know you showed us the leverage shorts coming up. Either give us a bit more detail about that and then past that, what's cooking on the horizon?
Yeah. So with this, of course, I think for a while, we're going to focus on just doing, you know, little improvements for users, just making it better for people to use, a little bit smoother experience. There's also the P2P version, which we have tried before.
Yes.
And it didn't work well on the podcast, so I'm sorry. But it's actually
it's a beta. Better. That's how it is.
Yeah, it's more like an alpha, but it's much better now. Maybe we can try it later. So if you ever want to, you know, make a bet with somebody.
Call someone out?
Yeah, call someone out. You can do it. There's a P2P version where you go on there and you can make a bet right with a person that you want to, you know, hedge or long or short versus them. You can do that now. So yeah, that's in there and that'll get a little bit better. But I think going forward, the thing that we want to do the most is, well, we've always wanted to do this, is the native wallet stuff, right? Because we're not necessarily wanting to make a wallet per se, but that whole stack of infrastructure that's under wallets, like trying to make that into something that where an app and a wallet can just use a very standardized set of technology and don't have to do a lot of deep development kind of, we call it the native wallet stack, right? So that's something we really want to work on because once we have those apps, we have a million apps that we would love to do, right? Like a super easy stabilization or doing loans or doing onboarding. So we have a solution to the onboarding problem, right? Where you have to go through banks and so forth. So there is actually solutions that bypass banks and exchanges to do onboarding that use cash tokens and smart contracts. There's new oracles, ways to do oracles that we'd love to develop where you can monetize an oracle instead of just having it as a public good, as Matthew mentioned. There's just so many apps to be done.
Yes. So let me ask you then, what is something that you want to see in the ecosystem that you're not going to do? Like, what is something that would be like, if somebody else just took this problem off our plate and just got it done, or they had a different skill set or a different focus or whatever, it's not something suitable for you, what would that be?
So one, which is from the discussion we had the other day, which is that you said, like, what's the next thing for BCH?
Yes.
You said a second profitable company. that's something we can't do. And I'd love to see that, because that's one of those, it's a non-answer kind of for what you said, but another company being profitable in the space is just going to draw that much more resources, attention, people into the space, and from the user side and from the developers and marketing people and managers and so forth. So it's going to draw all the stuff that we need into the space, right? Professionalism into the space. So love to see another company making profit. And here, I don't know how many of these guys are doing it, but we may already have it even.
Yeah, yeah. I think we've got a few things, irons in the fire, but certainly, yeah, nothing locking up huge amounts of TVL. Tell me about that, right?
I can answer your question, though.
Okay, yeah. Okay, let's get an answer.
Actual question. Like, what would I love to see somebody do that we
don't or can't?
Happy to see them do. I mean, the native wallets is something that we would love to see somebody else do. And Jason Drezner has, to some degree, done that with Liboth. So I don't think people realize like the depths of what Liboth is and how much power it has, because he intended the whole thing to be like a secure way to communicate, to set up transactions, to build transactions, to interactively and non-interactively be able to create smart contracts. And there's so much that you can do with it. So taking all that raw power that he's made and then turning it into something that's really easy for app developers to use is something that I'd be very happy if somebody else did, because then we would just be building apps, right? But it's like, that's the story of GP so far, is we have this app we want to do and we got to build
every piece of it. Well,
everything necessary to get up to building apps, where it's like, you know, an app developer, web developer can come in and just make an app, and they don't have to think that much about BCH. They don't have to know that much about BCH. That's what I would love for someone to get.
They just plug in the payments part
at
one simple library.
That's it.
And the rest of it just happens. Yeah, okay. So that's plenty about BCH Bull. Tell me a little bit about Bliss, how you've been enjoying it here so far.
I've been really impressed with what you guys have pulled off. Yeah, I love it. So the previous conferences that I've been to, like Townsville and St. Kitts, the best part about it is, of course, presentations are great. But then it's just all the in-between times where you get to hang out and talk with people and meet and just a lot of innovation and new thinking happens in these places where Cauldron and BCH Bull and the different people working on different things come together and new ideas come out of that. And it's much easier to do that in person. Just a lot of stuff can come out. So I've been loving it.
Do you have a favorite moment?
BCH, of course.
So yeah, yeah. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, we haven't been going out a bunch, but the hotel, everything we do here is we're paying in BCH. And the Jonathan has been going around. He did his rental car in BCH. The taxis have been in BCH. We've gone to the shopping center several times, did that in BCH. If you know where to go, you can do pretty much everything in BCH.
Yeah, so tell me, yeah, do you have a specific like highlight moment so far, or maybe something you're looking forward to, because we've still got day two tomorrow?
I don't know. I guess I'm kind of spoiled, because I, you know, we went to work in Townsville for several weeks one time, and also the previous conference, and we just spend BCH every day. That's all we did. So yeah, I don't know. I like the feeling that it's starting to get kind of normal, and I can just use my BCH to pay for everything. But yeah, I don't know. I've just been trying to get work done, and whenever we need to pay something, you can do BCH. It's nice.
All right, any final thoughts? Anything you want to wrap up with and let the world know?
No, just like I told you earlier, I think you've been doing a really good job. You, Jonathan, Ryan, and everybody working on the conference has been doing such a good job. I've really enjoyed it so far. Tomorrow, I'm going to have the next one. Good stuff. And also, just the people that I've seen here, it's like I was telling somebody, you know, a year ago or 2 years ago, if I go into Telegram, I could see, you know, almost every name I would see. I would know who that is and what they do and, like, whatever. I would know something about everyone in there. But today, no way. There's so many people coming in. I don't know who half the people are. And that's fantastic, right? And that's another thing here. There's a lot of people that I meet, and they're already using BCH. They're doing something with it. They're doing onboarding, or they're wanting to make an app. And I'm like, great. I don't even know who you are. That's fantastic. Love it. If we can help you, let us help you. Yeah, so just that. I'm really happy to see all these people coming into BCH and building.
Excited at all the people you won't meet. Perfect. All right. So just sign off then. Tell us where people can find out more for BCH Bull, and maybe she'll, I don't know, GP Spaces.
BCHBear.com.
BCH Bear. Bet against us. Come on.
Do it. Put up or shut up. Yeah. app.bchbull.com, or if you want to troll people, bchbear.com.
All right. Perfect. I think we'll leave it there.
All right. Thanks.
Cheers.